Hi, I'm Jen.
And I'm Sybil.
And you're listening to Every Rom-Com Now streaming for April 2024, where we'll give you some great suggestions for rom-coms and rom-com-adjacent movies and TV shows that are available to stream right now.
It's been a long time, guys, since we've been back together and hanging out. I hope that you've been listening to, like, back episodes. How have you been doing, Jen?
Oh, well, I've had a pretty rough time of it. I'm just getting over, well, hopefully getting over getting COVID in February. So it's been a pretty, you know, I've been watching a lot of movies, but I haven't been doing much else.
Watching a lot of movies, though, is probably the only benefit to having COVID. The only one.
Yeah, seriously. And like,
seriously.
And like, there's some people who get it really bad and they don't even have like the energy to watch movies. So I'm really lucky that I have, you know, that kind of energy and that I love watching movies so much because some people would be going bored out of their minds. So
it's true. It's true. And that works great because we're all doing a streaming episode. So we get to like listen to some of the things that maybe like deep in the recesses that you've come back to watch.
Yeah, like I think only a few of my picks are probably going to be things that I watched during this like most recent like, you know, period of time. But we haven't done a Now streaming since maybe 2022. Like wow. I looked, and we should be doing these more often because they're really fun.
They
and
are.
So I've got a couple just from like the last couple years that have kind of built up. They're kind of my favorites. And I'm really looking forward to also hearing what you've been watching lately because we tend to watch like somewhat different things and that's good. That's what makes the show good.
It's true. You watch a lot of nostalgia and I like to keep up like on the newest, hottest shit that's out.
Dude, two of mine are pretty new. So I'm just saying. Okay. So, well then without any further ado, let's start getting into our picks for April. So Sybil, what's first on your list today?
My first one is Players, which I really do think you have to say Players like that. It's 2020, came out in 2024 and it's on Netflix and it is like an upended rom-com. Where the girl is the hardcore player. She has like two male friends and they're like a unit and they go out and they kind of like catch people with like helping each other be players together. And I really enjoyed it because it is one of my favorite tropes, which is like the best friend is like super crushing on her. But like he doesn't want to say anything. And so once again, this is upended where it's usually the girl who's like crushing on the guy. And so it's very, very well done. It's incredibly cute. And I loved the acting. It has a really diverse cast. And for something that should be really cheesy, it pulls everything off with like finesse.
Nice. I'm actually like, I'm doing a movie scavenger hunt for a Facebook group right now. And one of our days has to be a movie from 2024. So I will consider this one. I will think about this for my choice.
I will be excited to hear what you say because I think you'll really like it.
Cool. All right. Do you have any more to say about it or should I move
on? No, because you can't say too much about that one because you'll ruin it.
Okay. Yeah. I appreciate that. No spoilers. Yeah. Cool. All right. So my first pick, I'm sure most people have heard of this movie. I think it's the most underrated movie of 2023, despite being nominated for a couple of Oscars. Past Lives. So Past Lives is my favorite movie from last year, hands down. For me, it is like a way above everything else that I saw. And I saw everything else that was nominated for Best Picture except for Zone of Interest so far. So yeah, it's currently available both on Canopy and Showtime. Canopy is that streaming service you can get with a lot of people's library cards. If you don't have your local library card, I recommend getting it because you might be eligible for Canopy or Hoopla, which are both
100%,
really good.
100%.
Yeah.
Everyone, we're some bad supporters for library systems.
Yeah. And I mean, also renting DVDs, if you still have a player, is really, you know, you can use the library for. So Past Lives is available on Canopy for free, which is really awesome. Yeah. And like I said, even though it was nominated for Best Picture and Best Original Screenplay, I still feel like it's the most underrated film of 2023. It's kind of slow for some people and it's very quiet. It's not flashy like Oppenheimer or Barbie, but if you reward it with your full attention, if you're not like scrolling on your phone, there is so much to notice in this movie. The basic story is about a girl who grows up in Korea and then her family immigrates to Canada when she's like 12 years old, I think. And she's just starting to get this crush on her school friend. And then the story is about how she and that school friend encounter each other over their lives and just the nature of love and like Oh man, I can't even describe it well enough. Sorry.
Yeah, I should be
following my own notes better here.
But I mean, it's interesting because, like, as somebody who's, you know, I live on the outskirts of Los Angeles, right? Like, I live in that land. This, everyone loved it. The people were talking about this before it even, like, hit the theaters.
Nice.
And so, like, I don't think of it as like underrated. Like, everyone loved Past Lives. They liked the bittersweetness of it. They loved the idea of, like, these, like, you know, what happens in your life and missed connections and, like, the what ifs of it all.
Yeah. And I lived in Korea for 7 years. So watching this movie was really special for me because it goes, like, it has some initial scenes in Korea and then it goes back and forth. Like, the two main characters, Nora is the one who immigrates, Na-young or Nora immigrates. And then Hae-sung is her friend from Korea, and you see parts of his life play out too. And it made me so nostalgic for Korea. And yeah, I feel like this is honestly the most truthful movie that's been made about love and romance since Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind. And it's funny because they reference Eternal Sunshine in the movie too. So,
I definitely think this is one way that you can look at love. And I think it is, as you said, very truthful.
Yeah. And the other thing I'm going to say too, is that the thing that sticks out about this movie for me is that, like, all the characters are very mature, emotionally mature people, yet there's still drama. It's not one of these movies that relies on people being cruel or being stupid. Like, it's just a situation where, like, you're as emotionally mature as possible, but still there are difficult choices in life. So yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, I really recommend Past Lives. Even if you've seen it before, like I saw them when I rewatched it, I noticed visual symbols that the writer-director Celine Song had put into the movie that I hadn't noticed the first time. And I was like, this is amazing on every level. So yeah.
And this is her first film. This is her first film, which is incredible.
Yeah. Yeah. I look forward to hopefully she will be making more. So yeah.
Agree. All right. So I have a second pick and it is a movie called Do Revenge, and it came out in 2022 on Netflix. It is it's a very dark comedy. So if you're not into dark comedies, this is not for you. There is 100% a love interest, and it's a very twisty love interest. When I was talking with Jennifer about this movie, she mentioned Heathers and was like, you're absolutely right. This is very like Heather-esque. I always say it's Clueless meets like Strangers on a Train, which is like a callback to an old film, but it's modern revenge and it has Sarah Michelle Gellar. So if that's your jam, you can go watch her in a role where she is very tongue in cheek the whole time. She's very tongue in cheek about like, I can't believe I'm in this movie, but I did it because it was fun and I'm super not Buffy right now.
The funny thing is I don't actually remember Sarah Michelle Gellar being in it, but she was. But like Maya Hawke is the highlight for me. I love Maya Hawke. So yeah.
Yeah, I agree. I just found this movie so incredibly fun and there's so many layers to it. And as someone who watches lots of film very jadedly, I did not see some of the twists coming. Like, I was like, I literally at one point was like, I can't believe that just happened. I did not know. I should have expected it. And yet I didn't. And it's so hard to surprise me in a film that it's become one of my favorites. I've watched it a few times. It's excellent with a group of friends. It's just a really good time.
Cool. Very cool. Yeah, I've seen it too. I enjoyed it as well. Yeah. So my second pick is another sort of recent movie, spoiler alert, from 2022, which you can find on Peacock. And this is one of my other favorite romantic movies of the last few years. And it's got a tragic aspect to it too. And I do feel like this one has also gone under the radar. Have you seen this one, Sybil?
I haven't, when you put this one on here, I'm like, I'm going to listen to Jen talk about it first and then I'll go watch it. Peacock is hard. Like I even have Peacock, but the commercial streaming makes me want to die.
I don't even remember. Actually, I don't know if they had a lot of commercials during this one. I think some of them they do and some of them they don't. So,
okay, good to know. Good to know.
Yeah. Anyway, this movie is a tragic romance and I'm not really spoiling anything because you find this out right away in the story. But the amazing thing about this movie is you know that bad things are going to happen, but it's such a sweet like rom-com, like at the beginning of the movie that you kind of forget. And then you get totally gut punched. Maybe this won't happen now that I've warned you about it, but that's what happened to me. It's based on a memoir by Michael Osiello called Spoiler Alert, The Hero Dies. And it's about his relationship with his late husband. And it was directed by Michael Showalter and written by David Marshall Grant and Dan Savage. And it stars Jim Parsons, who was in The Big Bang Theory. I never watched The Big Bang Theory, but I recognized the guy right away, of course. And things I love about this movie, it's like a great gay love story. Like, it's very, feels very authentic and lived in. I mean, it's based on a memoir, so of course it would feel that way. And it just, it made me feel so much. And I think it's really a good movie that talks about, you know, the risk involved with love. Like, we're going to lose people one way or another down the line. Mm. And the first time I watched this, my husband was concerned because I was crying so much. So,
oh my goodness.
Yeah, it's a good kind of cry though. It's a meaningful movie. And there are really funny moments in this too. Oh my God. If you watch it, I will have to get back in touch with you to find out if you laughed the most at the same moment that I did. Because I don't want to spoil it. It's so funny. Okay.
Yeah, I get that. But yeah, we'll have to circle back. My next pick is Izzy and Ossie, which is a German TV series on Netflix right now from 2020, and it is dubbed, so you can watch it dubbed. My recommendation when I tell people to watch this is to watch it dubbed, but put on the subtitles and see how they are completely different. Like, so different, you'll be like, that's not even the same meanings or words. There's this whole rap number where, like, the rap is not about peanut butter, but the subtitles are about peanut butter and jelly. So you can choose your own adventure with it. But I think a lot of people have missed this one because I don't think it was branded well. But one of the things that's about it, it's essentially a limited series about a girl who's, like, super rich. Her parents are, like, billionaires. And she's Izzy. And then Ozzy, who's actually named Oscar, he is a boxer and he comes from, like, the white peoplehood, I guess, of wherever the heck he is in Germany, Mannheim. If you understand Germany better than I do, you're probably like, oh, that makes all the sense in the world. But for me, I'm just like, I don't know. I'll look fine to me. And how she wants to go to culinary school because she's not, like, book smart. But her parents are like, no, you're rich and you're with us and you should, you know, go to school. And then Oscar, who just wants to be a boxer because, like, listen, it's that or the military for him. And so she and he hook up together because she's going to use him as a fake boyfriend to have her parents pay for her to go to New York to culinary school. And he's going to get paid from her. And of course, as any good, you know, romance like this starts, you know, there's all this awkwardness and they're faking it. And then are they faking it? Because there's a lot of chemistry. It is so much fun and it's incredibly funny. Just like sweet, awkward, funny.
Nice. I appreciate always a fake dating story. Those are like, that's one of my favorite tropes.
Yeah, it's a good one. It's really well done. Because they can be dragged out too long. This one is very, very well done.
Cool. Very cool. All right. Let's see. So now I'm going to move on to some picks that are from the streaming service Tubi. And I have to say, Tubi has become, like, one of my favorite streaming services. Like, I don't mind the commercials because they have, like, a huge catalog. I don't know how much you've, like, looked into Tubi, Sybil, but, like, if you look into the category section, you could find anything. Have you done much with Tubi?
I have done Tubi. Like, if I'm looking for something, like, old that I used to, like, try to find on YouTube, I can now find it on Tubi, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, if you seriously go to the sidebar for categories, they have, like different weird categories like cult favorites or indie movies, and you can find so much stuff that you, like, forgot existed. And I saw a movie with, like, which you said you liked. This is not my recommendation, but I found this movie called Overnight Delivery with Paul Rudd and Reese Witherspoon, yes! Like some 90s movie. And yes! I was like, how is this a real movie? Like, I had no idea those two even worked together. And it was there, and I watched it, and I was like, okay.
Once again, I'm going to say Paul Rudd, he can play anything. And he is like the male rom-com star that people don't realize is in, like, a million rom-coms.
Yep. Well, like I said, I didn't particularly like that movie, except that also, like, it kept me company when I was really sick one night. So who can say whether I liked it or not? It did its job, right?
Right.
So moving on from that, though, I love Tubi. You should check it out. It's free. My first pick from it is called Libeled Lady from 1936. And Tubi has a ton of older movies, too, like from the 30s and even the 20s. Like, it has silent movies. It's pretty awesome. So Libeled Lady, I came across because I was looking for more movies with Jean Harlow. I had just started watching her movies. She has a fascinating story. She was this huge star, but then she died young of illness. And she's beautiful and funny as hell. So she's in this movie and she's really good. But William Powell and Myrna Loy are like the main couple that you're rooting for. And they're very well known for their Thin Man movies. I didn't even like The Thin Man, but I like them in this one. So it's kind of interesting. The story is like one of those bonkers, like screwball storylines. It involves a newspaper man played by Spencer Tracy, who's being faced with a libel suit because they wrote that the wealthy single woman played by Myrna Loy was going around breaking up people's marriages. And it turns out she didn't. So then he pays William Powell's character to marry Spencer Tracy's own fiance and then try to seduce and entrap Myrna Loy's character so she won't be able to sue for libel anymore since she actually did break up a marriage. Are you still with me here?
I am. I'm here for this.
Okay, it's a crazy story. But I think the story works really well because the witty dialogue is really good and there's really good comic timing of these characters. And Powell and Loy also have a really great screen chemistry. And I totally, after I thought about this, after I rewatched it, I was like, this should have been a 90s remake. They should have remade this movie with Matthew McConaughey and Kate Hudson playing the newspaper couple and with like George Clooney trying to seduce Jennifer Lopez's heiress, because it would have been amazing. Like, I don't know. If you see this movie, you got to tell me if you think so too.
Okay. I'm always excited to find a good, like, older film, because let's be honest, like, a lot of people don't watch black and whites because they're black and whites, but some of the best stuff, the most edgy stuff is in that time period.
Now I'm going to give like a small content warning for this, because at the beginning of the movie and only at the beginning, there is like a stereotypical Asian servant character. It is not the worst stereotype I've seen by any means, not even close to like some kind of Breakfast at Tiffany's bullshit, but like, you know, it's not great. It does go away, though. It is like only that character's only around for like the first couple scenes and then you don't see him again. So sorry, Hollywood, that you sucked so bad on some levels. But
in a world where they're remaking Twister, they've missed Libeled Lady.
Seriously, if I had a time machine to go back to the late 90s and early 2000s, I would get that movie made with that cast, because it would have been phenomenal. It would have been like a rom-com dream. That's all I'm going to say.
I mean, yeah, it would have been. Okay, so my fourth pick is Princess Caribou from 1994. It is on Freevee, which is a streaming service that I really like. I go to Freevee a lot for stuff because I don't mind their commercials. They don't bother me too much there. This is like a Regency romance drama, and it's supposedly based on a like true story. Whether that is true or not, I cannot say. It seems very flighty to be that. But I'm sure it's based on the idea that the plot is that this woman, she's like discovered, and they think that she's like a princess from some, you know, tribe colony, because, you know, we're in a period that there's, you know, no internets and stuff and people can't find things. And they're trying to find out more about her. And then there's like, is she really this princess from this like tribe colony somewhere? And there's a huge romance story in it. If you like Regency England, if you love Bridgerton, if you're into Jane Austen, you're going to have a good time with this. It's older, but even when you watch it now, it holds up. It's beautiful. Lots of costumes and it's just very sweet. And it does have a happily ever after.
Nice. I've never seen this one. So I think I'm glad that it's available.
When we ran the movie screening group, I tried to get us to show this one, and you categorically were like, no.
What?
Yes.
Why?
I can't remember what it was about, but I remember being like, I'm going to stick this on here because Jennifer had said no to it when we were going to do our movie screening group.
You remember things so much better than I do.
Oh, just my different God. Things. Just
oh, different my things. God. Like, you just keep these things filed away in the back of your head so you can bring them up. I swear to God.
I remember like when you like had dissed Princess Caribou, I was like, but you haven't even seen it. You don't even know the magic. But wow. I think at that time, less people watch like these kind of dramas. Whereas now this is like, it's jam. And once again, Princess Caribou, they could re-release this in theaters just as it is and people would go see it.
Interesting. Well, I'm sorry. I apologize deeply.
That is all right.
My crimes against Princess Caribou in the past. All right. So my last selection is also on Tubi right now. It is Friends with Benefits from 2011. And I think like a lot of people who are like our age or like a little younger have definitely seen this. I'm not sure if Gen Z has picked up on this one, and I'm not really, I don't, who knows what Gen Z would think about it, but I think it's probably holds up pretty well still. This is considered by most people to be the better of two similar hookup rom-coms yes. that came out around the same time. This one stars Justin Timberlake and Mila Kunis, and the other one is called No Strings Attached and had Natalie Portman and Ashton Kutcher. Now, I would still say they would make a great double feature together because you can watch like the Absolutely. Same basic structure twice and see how it plays out and be like, which one of Mila Kunis and Ashton Kutcher did better? Like.
Agree.
But yeah, this one is so good, I think, because the chemistry between Timberlake and Kunis is just really great. Like, I feel like they could have done more rom-coms together. I also really like that there's a lot of like actual like sex in this movie compared to most rom-coms, but it's not uncomfortable, I don't think. It might be uncomfortable if you watched it with your mom, if you're not cool with that sort of thing. Use your own judgment what you're True. Comfortable with, I guess. So my favorite scene in the movie is when they're just being friends together. So like this has a really good friends to lovers dynamic because like there's a really goofy scene where they're just being friends together and Mila Kunis is teasing him about liking Criss Cross when he was younger. And like then Justin Timberlake performs like the Criss Cross song Jump, and it is so dorky and adorable. And I really like it a lot. Yeah.
That part is hysterical.
And another great thing about this movie, it has a really strong supporting cast. Character actor Richard Jenkins, who's amazing in everything, is in it. Patricia Clarkson is in it. And there is a hilarious opening scene with Emma Stone, like before she was super famous. Just really good comic chops on that like small scene. Yeah. And oh, I just want to say one more thing about Tubi too. Like in addition to like all the weird wonders you can find on Tubi, tons of the movies we have covered on the podcast are currently playing on Tubi. Moonstruck is there. Somewhere in Time is on there. Bell Book and Candle, which is often very hard to find, is on there. Heathers is on there. Once Bitten. And I think I'm missing some, but like tons of movies we've covered on the podcast are on Tubi right now. And I swear to God, Tubi is not paying me. They probably should be.
They should be. You know, we could totally do a Tubi like live streaming kind of thing. Because I watched Tubi as well.
Cool. Yeah.
All right. Well, everybody, thanks so much for listening today. If you like what you've heard, please subscribe and rate our show on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. And drop us a line at feedback@everyromcom.com. We'd love to hear about what you're streaming and loving these days.
And coming up on Every Romcom, we will finally be bringing you the LA Stories series after many travails, which will consist of rom-coms set in Los Angeles. We will also possibly have a special rom-com trivia bonus episode that I'm working on, so stay tuned for that. And in the meantime, I hope everyone is doing well, and see you next time.
Happy streaming!